Today is the feast day of Saint Stanislaus of Poland. He was born on the outskirts of Krakow in the year 1030. He was educated in Poland and Paris, and then was placed in the cathedral, and he was the preacher and the archdeacon for the Bishop of Krakow. When the bishop died, he himself was chosen to be the bishop of that most important diocese in Poland. At this time, the political situation was very tense due to the king of Poland at the time was King Boleslaus II, who was very tyrannical. He was committing unjust wars. He was bringing about violence in the country, cheating the poor. He even abducted the wife of one of the Polish noblemen and was living with her. And so it was the role of the bishop to try to stop this tyrant who was the king. And so Stanislaus, the Bishop of Krakow, threatened the king with excommunication and did excommunicate him. And the king, because of that, said he was going to take revenge on Bishop Stanislaus. So the king accused Stanislaus of being a traitor and condemned him to death. The king's soldiers were ordered to go in to the cathedral, to St. Michael's Chapel there in Krakow, while Stanislaus, the bishop, was saying Mass, and the soldiers were ordered to kill Stanislaus during the Mass. But the soldiers refused. They would not do it. So the king himself entered the church, took out his sword, and killed Stanislaus in the church. And then his body was dismembered. And Stanislaus was only 49 years of age, and this was in the year 1079. When the Pope heard about the news of the martyrdom of Saint Stanislaus, the Pope placed the country of Poland under interdict, and then Boleslaus lost his power. He fled to Hungary, and there he was able to enter a monastery, a Benedictine monastery, where he spent the rest of his life doing penance for his sins. And so the martyrdom of Stanislaus actually brought about the conversion of King Boleslaus. Really, St. Stanislaus is the 11th century version of St. John the Baptist, because we see tremendous courage in this saintly bishop. He was also to be, we can put him in the same category as St. Thomas More and St. Thomas a Becket, who saw the corruption in the government and who denounced the corruption. And these wonderful saints, St. John the Baptist, Thomas More, Thomas a Becket, and Stanislaus, were men of incredible courage. Stanislaus was canonized in the year 1253. And he's one of the patron saints of Poland. And Poland has, since then, produced such wonderful holy people. We know, in our own century, St. Maximilian Kolbe was inspired by the heroism of St. Stanislaus, as well as our own beloved Pope John Paul II. And so Poland has produced such wonderful saints and future saints like Maximilian Kolbe and John Paul II. So I think what we can learn from this holy bishop that we honor tonight was first of all, his incredible commitment to Christ and to following Christ, even though it meant the giving of his life. And the fact that he saw corruption in the government, in society, and he did not turn the other way, but he faced it, and he spoke out against the tyranny that was taking place in his own country. And today he is heralded as one of the great patron saints of the Polish people.